This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA, and we're going to get an update from the Northeast Dairy Producers, NEDPA. And with me today, Tanya Van Slyke, who's executive director.
We are so lucky in the state of New York to have such an amazing team at Cornell University, ProDairy's program, that does both research and outreach education in a number of areas, from farm business management to environmental stewardship, soil health, to designing facilities on farms, as well as workforce development.
When you talk about collaboration, there's no better spot than here at the Birthing Center, put on by NIAC, and NEDPA's a big part of that too.
Yeah, so very happy to be here today at the Dairy Cow Birthing Center, put on by NIAC, the New York Animal Eye Coalition. We are one of the founding members of NIAC, NEDPA is, and Eileen Jensen and team here at the Birthing Center, and a whole group of volunteers, are showcasing what it's like to witness birth of a calf, as well as answer questions about what we do on our farms. I will start with Alyssa Keeley. Alyssa has been with us for about 5 years. She is our Director of Communications and Member Services.
Alyssa, is it important to be a member? He says, dripping with sarcasm.
Of course it is, because NEDPA is really an organization that's for all dairy farmers. We represent diverse farms from across New York State, and it's really important for us to serve as a unified voice for our industry, and also helping them through media opportunities, so talking points and helping them share their own voice. And it's really important to consider the audience and really start from scratch, because most people aren't from the dairy industry anymore. So we really need to help them build that foundation of understanding first, and then we can really just help lift up our farmers and give them the strength that they need to represent themselves.
If a dairy farmer has a particular challenge with some situations out there, are you one of the first lines?
Absolutely. So NEDPA is part of the New York Dairy Issues Team, along with New York Farm Bureau, American Dairy Association Northeast, and actually NIAC as well. We want to be that first call when a farm is having an issue so that we can help them navigate through a difficult time.
Tanya, I'll let you chime in a little bit there.
Sure. One of the things that NEDPA prides ourselves on is working collaboratively with other organizations who have different strengths. And so Alyssa just talked about the Dairy Issues Team. The issues that we work on and help farms with on behalf of farms range from helping with community pushback on maybe a manure storage, so bridge the gap, make sure everybody has the opportunity to understand what a project is about and get their questions asked so we can get everybody in a comfortable place. Unfortunately, farm safety accidents, worker injuries, and even the unfortunate situation of fatalities on farms. So our team assists in a number of areas. And then we also have Allison Jones-Brimmer, who is the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for NEDPA. And Allison is just completing her first year. We have a dynamic team at NEDPA, John.
So, Allison, tell us a little bit about government relations.
NEDPA has really put effort into expanding the organization to grow our presence in Albany and federally, just to make sure dairy farmers have a seat at the table when decisions are being made, their voice is being heard when these decisions are being made, so that we can have the best possible outcome. Laws and regulations that are rooted in reality, and lawmakers and those working in the agencies and regulators who have an understanding. Hopefully we've gotten them to a farm or two so they can see what goes on the farm and make their decisions from that better informed place.
So how important is it for dairy farmers to have their voice heard, to speak one-to-one to elected officials?
It's essential to have the story shared. If you're not at the table to have that discussion, be part of the decision-making, your voice isn't going to be heard, your reality isn't going to be part of that process. So just really vitally important. I love being able to take farmers to Albany and have meetings with legislators where they're at. I love being able to take legislators out on farms in the summer when they have the time to do that, when they're out in the state in their districts. And so just being able to make that connection and then being there to answer the call when someone has a question. You know, we hope that if there's a question about dairy, people call us and ask us, because we're going to be able to get them that answer versus making that decision without that information.
Tanya, how do they find out more about NEDPA?
They can visit us online at www.nedpa.org or follow our Facebook page as well as Twitter. And my last comment, John, would be I would like to thank you, John Clark, and FeedWorks for your constant support, not only of NEDPA, but of the dairy industry as a whole.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.